This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, Robert Barnes, riding shotgun. Look, I've literally got like 15 clips that are incredible. I've got all this other news we haven't hit. I want to try to take calls while watching's coming up. But 2 hours has gone by, and I need to fund this operation. And I've not scripted any of this. When you were doing a live feed with myself and Will Johnson, you were here 2 weeks ago, you just suddenly got eloquent about supporting InfoWars, about supporting free speech, just how embattled we are. And I want to be clear. I'm not here at the listener saying, hey, get up here and support me. I'm just telling you, I'm literally in your hands, and we've got great products. You've got a Memorial Day special running right now that I'm going to extend to the weekend, up to 60% off some of our best-selling products. These are things you already need. And I know that InfoWars needs to continue on into the future just to demoralize the globalists, but to also write the talking points for the future. Because, you see, the Democratic Party, Republican Party have been so controlled and filled with so many yes men and women that they literally write these big corporate points at think tanks. They go down, and then everybody repeats it. And that's how you got promoted in media before it was repeating talking points. I'm not that special. I just went back to the old talking points of Renaissance, Americana, free market, rugged individualism that is real and made us the apple of the world's eye. And I believe that if I promoted it, you would come because it was a lot sexier and worked a lot better than communism, socialism, and crony capitalism. But that said, I've got these enemies attacking me. Imagine we're like Godzilla and we got the, you know, the enemies around us biting the living hell out of us. Only your support lets us continue. And look, there's this part of me, I've been doing this 25 years, that literally wants to stop. I'll be completely honest with the listeners and viewers. There's a big part of me that I didn't get into this from some narcissistic perspective that I want to be on TV. I didn't want to be on TV. I want to be a farmer or a rancher. And then I found out they wanted to take my guns 25 years ago, and I got politically involved. But I'm telling you, the InfoWars is a symbol now that the enemy wants to take down and destroy. Like the American flag, whatever. I'm not comparing myself to the American flag. I'm saying the enemy knows that you got Trump elected. They know this broadcast worldwide, and you promoting it has spread nationalist, populist, true capitalist ideas, and they want us gone because we're the kryptonite. You are the kryptonite. And so, period, we need the listeners that haven't bought products to buy some and see how great they are and sign up for auto ship, get a discount. We only got 2 minutes. We'll come back with news, but I never even asked you to plug, but when you were on that show with Will Johnson, we should probably cut that out and make an ad out of it. You were pretty eloquent about how important it is to support InfoWars.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, what's unique here is that you are literally the tip of the spear. You are the front and the face of the future of free speech and free press in America. And what's brilliant and beautiful about the InfoWars audience is that this is such a democratic, little d, democratic experiment. It's a democratic method of free speech. It's a democratic method of free press, and it's the support. The real power is with the audience. That's the whole goal of all of the attacks, wherever they come from, and from whatever.
Yeah, when the people call me and thank me, I'm going, you understand, I'm the ass end of this.
Oh, no,
you are the dog, man. I'm the tail.
Absolutely. It's that they are the true source of power. And the whole goal, there used to be an institute called the Einstein Institute, which was trained by former defense intelligence individuals, and what they would do is go to the countries around the world, particularly those in the third world, and they would teach them the real pillar of power is the perception of power. And what's unique here is that the audience, this is the only non-corporate sponsored independent news network of its size anywhere in the world. It is the, by far, because the power is with the audience. They control whether or not InfoWars exists or doesn't exist in the future. All the political attacks, all the legal attacks, all the politicians' attacks, all the press attacks, all the libel and the slander has no effect if the public and the audience continues to make InfoWars a reality for the world. Because they are the ones who make it real, because they have the power. The whole goal of the system is to trick ordinary people into not recognizing their own power. I used to say that I was always torn on politics because on one side I
say there, you got to repeat that. That is so eloquent. Some stations don't care that 5 minutes. Repeat that because you said that in private. You said it on air once. I meant to air it on this show that has a huge audience because we still have millions of people an hour tuning in on AM and FM and on our art systems. So this is what really counts. Come back and recap that, please.
Sure.
Because, folks, Our biggest sin, and I've read Let the Think Tank documents, what he just said. We're telling you you have power. We're telling you you're amazing. They don't want you to know the truth about yourself. We'll be right back. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me so on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I talk to a lot of smart people in business and in the military and in intelligence and academia and banking, and they concur because they've got their eyes and ears out. They go, listen. The Democrats are just a bunch of virtue-signaling maniacs who get money from the Chi-Coms, the EU, whoever get it to them. And their ideology is just have control of America, keep sucking off the tit, keep selling the country off. Forget your local welfare queen. The limousine liberals are making billions, sometimes apiece, off of this, and they're just enraged because they believe it's theirs. But because they've stolen so much money, because they've got so much power, doesn't matter that Pelosi can't string a sentence together. It doesn't matter that they're falling apart because all these minions in the system still thinks they're in command. And the Republican Party signaling that they won't support Trump when we've got all the goods on the Democrats doesn't make them go away like business as usual 10 years ago. It's like dumping water into the ocean with great white sharks and putting your children in the water. It's the worst move you could make. So this isn't me up here on air wanting some metaphysical or physical war with the globalists and some good or done or wrong battle of the gods, you know, to prove it all out. That's what they want. I'm simply saying they're going on that path, and if we don't have controlled bloody noses politically and economically and legally, they're going to go into full war. They're all fired up. They're ready. They're calling for violence everywhere. They're calling for death everywhere. They're censoring everywhere. They are moving into the classical wild-eyed authoritarian orgy. And so now is the time to really get serious about the peril. We are in great peril. Trying to take things back from these maniacs made them go into their real metastasization mode. So now they are launching, they're proliferating, they're firing all their spores. When you kill cockroaches, my dad was an exterminator in college, they all started having sex and trying to, you know, procreate. The enemy is going into a expansion mode right now to answer us. And you look at the lowest level of them as a mindless zombie and you think they're weak. No, that shows the power of evil that their servants are totally automated. So, yes, it's weakness, but it's also a strength. So don't underestimate the power of the dark side.
No question, because if you go back and look the last time sort of the ideas of empire suffered real significant threat or risk, you would be right after World War I. So after World War I, the ideas and ideology of empire started to fall apart, started to collapse. The whole World War I experience was so horrific in the minds of populations all around the world that they began to second-guess government, second-guess the way the governments were.
The war to end all wars.
Exactly. That's why it was called that. That's why it's the first world war ever. And what did the system do? Well, how the system got back, the state got back its power, was by having fascists and communists fight in the streets. by getting people so ginned up that their side had to win at all costs and had to use violence to do so, by finding excuses to motivate or provoke violence by the other side, they allowed the street violence to fester to where the state won either way. Either the communists took over, and about half the times that's what happened, or the fascists took over. But either way, the statists took over. And so they see that as historical evidence for what they should do again.
The war against the people, and this is the international banks, the British Empire, those models, they were going to finance and control and work with those strong men regardless. They didn't want to deal with a vibrant, empowered, libertarian-type America. The American system threatened the German, Austrian-Hungarian imperial model. It threatened the British imperial model. It threatened the Japanese imperial model. It threatened the Tsarist model. And so they created a dialectic of creating a communist model.
Absolutely. And what's happening now is that the same sort of transition is taking place again, because it's not only happening in the United States, it's happening throughout Europe. We saw in the EU elections the rise of power of people challenging, questioning, and second-guessing the EU neo-centrist monopoly on political power within the European Union. We saw the Brexit Party, formed 6 weeks before the elections, effectively, sweep the elections across the United Kingdom and become the number one party in Europe within the regards to the European Union. We saw Salvini in Italy take a party that was at 3, 4, 5% surge to being the most popular EU party in Italy. We saw Hungary continue its anti-EU political tradition, winning over a majority of the votes. We saw it spread throughout large parts of Europe. Matthew Goodwin, a great political science professor in the UK, he said the one common denominator with all of these election outcomes is that the populist nationalists are winning or gaining more votes, more support every single day. As the system sees that, as they see the EU experiment fail, as they see the global trade controlled environment fail, as they see the most populist president to be elected since Andrew Jackson in the most powerful country in the world succeed, as their efforts at their coup efforts completely fail and fall apart.
Because, again, the globalists admit they want all nation states to fail to bring in a world crisis, in their own words, of biologicals, of populations, of war, of famine, claiming it's all global warming. Then they will unify humanity under their control, which the end game is in eugenics. So it's incredible.
Well, it goes all the way back. People forget the 1920s, 1930s. The Nazis learned how to try to control populations and considered their model, considered their icon, what was happening here in the United States. When people talk now about vaccination-related issues, they forget that vaccinations were used as a pretext to do illegal sterilizations of poor populations in the 19-teens and 1920s.
And that's all on record.
Oh, absolutely. It was my Yale history professor, who's a lefty guy, studies populism. His whole study was of Portland, Oregon, 19-teens, 1920s, and it's all about how it was an anti-vaccination movement, and what its source was the misuse and abuse of vaccination for the purposes of sterilization and other purposes. So you're seeing the recandescence of all of those ideologies. You're seeing Planned Parenthood continue to be a key component of the left, which is all about population control. When you know, and then you add to that, you put as an overlay, big tech simulation, where they don't even see human beings as really human beings. Maybe we're just one of these little dots on the screens behind us. That's all they see. When we are that, when you have that mindset, that mentality.
And Hollywood's being ordered, dehumanized, sear the conscience, have them accept mass death of women and children, have them accept total war, and then in the real world, Democrats say, yes, we're getting ready to kill all the conservatives. It shows the madness. We hit break earlier. You were getting into the populism, the little d democracy of InfoWars.
Oh, absolutely. What's unique about the InfoWars experiment is it democratized both the freedom of the press and the freedom of speech, but also democratizes the economy itself. So here you have products created locally, made by people directly, sold directly to the audience. The audience is directly participating. No middleman, no corporate marketing, no big sophisticated fancy advertising budget, none of those things. What you have is, in order to support a democratized press that is free from corporate restraint, in order to support democratized speech that allows dissident voices that the establishment or institutional press doesn't want people to see or hear. So it's this unique thing where all of the power, you have none of the power. The all of the power is with the audience. All the power is with the people. So they control it. They decide what's going to go on and what's not going to go on, whether InfoWars lasts or whether it doesn't, whether InfoWars survives or whether it doesn't, whether this democratizing mechanism of speech and press and economics succeeds or doesn't. They get to control it. And that's why all of the goal in the objectives of all of these deplatforming attacks, all of these efforts to deny you even access to MailChimp and email providers or servers, all the things you have to deal with on a daily basis where you're putting out fire after fire after fire after fire, legally, politically, or economically, is all about creating a smokescreen to get the audience to forget that they control the future of InfoWars, that they have the power. With very modest amounts in their checkbook, they can fuel a true information revolution that democratizes press, democratizes speech, democratizes distribution of economics. They are the powerful source. They are the source of power as it relates to everything related to InfoWars and InfoWars' influence in the world.
And it's the model of InfoWars that they admit, just like the American system, it's a microcosm of that comeback from the dead, like the Phoenix, that scares them so fundamentally, and they admit that. And so we won. We got Trump in. The people won. Populism. How do you turn a victory, a folk hero event of the people, into something bad? You create new false stories to project onto it, to make it a loser, and then hope to destroy it, even while all the leftist media is losing money. It's all propped up by globalist billionaires with stolen taxpayer money, and they're the ones collapsing. They're the ones failing. Unless they can convince you that you failed, unless they can convince you that it's all over, and then you just walk away from the battlefield when you've already won. It's a trick, but that's why it's so critical that more than even buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com, if you just tell people, hey, they're attacking the site constantly, it's up and down, videos are there, they're not, the audio streams, that's because the enemy recognizes it as the truth and poison to their system, liberty and life to us. And that's why, download it, share it, repost our stuff on your own site, clone our sites, do whatever. Nothing can stop you. I'm in this with you together with Robert and this great crew. Please, let's help each other together. We have to hold each other up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show. Paul Watson with us in the fourth hour. Bob Barnes, constitutional lawyer, here with us riding shotgun. And I, like I say, I've got hundreds of articles, all these clips I haven't even gotten to, a lot of breaking news as well. We can sit here and talk about each one of these little pieces forever, but it's come out. It's been in the news, Bob, as you know, that you've got all these deep staters, all these folks that are just social climbers in D.C. A lot of them aren't even globalists, they're not even communists, they're not even leftists. They're just opportunists. And they're just going to scratch backs and go along and kind of be part of this culture of bashing on Trump and taking stuff off his desk and blocking what he wants to do. And then he orders Brennan to have his security clearance taken, and they don't do it.
Oh, correct. Well, I mean, the nice thing is Attorney General Barr, if someone had messaged me earlier today reminding me, that, because they were part of this, that Attorney General Barr was there when a lot of the church committee activities took place in the 1970s. So the first time we really unraveled the deep state was they helped sort of take out Nixon, really. Deep Throat was part of the operation to take out Nixon in the mid-1970s. He himself was a corrupt member of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mark Felt. He helped run COINTELPRO and other corrupt operations, was indicted in the late 1970s for the various crimes, just a few of the various crimes he'd committed. And if you go back and look, what happened is it just backfired on him because Senator Frank Church, then a Democrat from Idaho, was one of the first people spied on as a public official by the National Security Agency in the late 1960s. And he finally got the power to do something about it. And the Senate Intelligence Committee was supposed to be a committee. It was formed just for Senator Frank Church. It was, at that point, a special committee, not a permanent committee. And its permanent and its intentions was to regulate and monitor the conduct of intelligence agencies in the United States. Unfortunately, the intelligence agencies ended up co-opting that over time. So we're now people like Senator Burr are basically working for the intelligence agencies rather than overseeing those intelligence agencies. That's why you're seeing him subpoena Donald Trump Jr. and other people for reasons that nobody can really understand. When I dealt with the Senate Intelligence Committee earlier this year and earlier last year, the committee was clearly being run by Democratic lawyers. It was not being run by the Republicans. The Democratic lawyer was an Obama lawyer who had deep connections to the National Security
Agency. And again, let's just pull back here. I have this mental problem. And I don't know how to quantify it, but we're talking about such huge things that are so dangerous and so illegal and so corrupt. And every day we all just kind of calmly talk about it. And we're the ones that know about it, and it's not debated, that we have an illegal, rogue, deep government state selling out all these foreign interests that's inherently against the country's very system that's running wild. As you said, Frank Church Committee exposed it. Barr was involved in it early on. He at least is signaling he's trying to change it, and they're belligerently fighting back when we have all the cards, but we won't play them. There's just an inherent, massive frustration in that.
Oh, no question whatsoever. I mean, when you look at that context of it and what's happened, at least Barr knows what he's going to be facing.
And I want to ask you this, and what gut level and all your D.C. sources, I know you're dialed in, what do you think Trump's planning? What do we need to do? I'm going to ask the question in a moment. But first, your Twitter account, we'll put it up on screen for TV viewers. A couple months ago, you shot a very special report. It's like 30 minutes long, blows people away. You just lay out the facts of this incredible criminal history. This needs to get out. I know for a fact from people that have been questioned by the grand jury and others in this fake investigation, they were obsessed on me. You got brought up. Others did, because they're pissed that we're pointing out his incredible mafia, organized crime, fixer history. So we'll put it back on screen for radio listeners. You go to newswars.com. It's Mueller, A Journey to the Dark Side. This video gives more context to Mueller's recent press conference. For those who truly knew Mueller, yesterday was no surprise. That's at Barnes_law. Get it. Retweet it. Get it out to everybody.
No doubt about it. I mean, what's happening is everybody knows Mueller's real job was to protect the deep state from meaningful investigation. And Mueller now realizes that he has failed at that. All he did was delay the inquiry. He wasn't able to stop the inquiry.
And then committed more crimes to make it deeper.
Oh, no question about it. He tried to help cover it up. I mean, for example, the other reason why Mueller doesn't want to testify before Congress, and the reason why he was taking pot shots at Trump.
Under oath.
Exactly. And trying to undermine the Democrats, saying, I'm not going to go further. He doesn't want anybody to call him up there because he's going to have to answer questions like, how does he manage to indict Paul Manafort when Paul Manafort's working for Tony Podesta for the things that Manafort was charged for? Podesta did far worse, was far more egregious, was far more...
That's like busting the capo, but not the dime.
Absolutely. And you want to talk about a guy with peccadilloes and problems if you opened up his closets. All of Manafort's problems were sort of run-of-the-mill lobbyist problems in Washington. Some tax problems, some money problems, some registration issues. Contrast that to someone like Tony Podesta with his peculiar interest in art and his peculiar interest in other aspects, his peculiar involvement in other election meddling schemes and conspiracies. He is someone, his brother, John Podesta, ran the Hillary Clinton campaign. So you look at all of those details, that would have been very informative. And yet, Mueller went out of his way to avoid Podesta ever getting indicted. How does that happen?
Well, he gave him immunity.
Yeah, precisely. He gave him a sweetheart deal. He did what Comey did for Hillary, where he gave all the key people around Hillary that could in the future be investigated or looked at immunity so that nobody could ever prosecute them. So I think what they all know what's coming. They all know that now Attorney General Barr has the knowledge, the information in the background to take action. There are many people who are still skeptical about whether Attorney General Barr will, because he's been a member of the political establishment for 30 years. But I think what he recognizes is this was an extremely perilous precedent that was set.
And I agree. Beyond the precedent, you can tell Trump's been talking to him. Trump says, we can't ever let this happen again to anybody. It's too dangerous to have a rogue element of the government. That's what brings down third world countries or brought down Rome. But it's beyond that. It's not just like it could happen again. The actors are still in place, still moving forward.
Precisely. And they're doing it right now. And that's really what sort of Mueller was doing yesterday. He was trying to put a shot across the bow to try to counterattack Trump for Trump using Barr to go after their...
And the Republicans, most of them, except Rand Paul and a few others, signaled, tail between their legs, went and pissed in the corner. Which they don't, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that is the last signal you want to send.
Well, I've been watching the show Chernobyl, about Chernobyl in the on HBO. And it's about how everybody, even the highest ranking political officials, are terrified of the KGB. About how Chernobyl actually happened because the KGB suppressed information that its own scientists recognized.
They're like, it's going to blow up. We need money. You have to have this. And it's just like Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah,
they fly in the executives and they go, you don't, literally the southern voice, you don't need no mud concrete. We did not gonna blow you, engineer lying. And they go, no, it will blow up if you do not put concrete in the concrete costs $200 million. We are $100 billion company. We don't need concrete. And the thing, it's like, it's math, dumbass. The oil is down there under tens of thousands of pressures. If you do not put concrete on top of it by the tons, it will blow up. And they go, literally, that movie's so accurate that breaks it down with Mark Wahlberg. Some of the folks were involved. I read the transcripts of the court case. They literally had guys that weren't engineers going, we got billions. You know, I got $100 million house. It don't matter. We ain't going to blow out. It's the same thing with them today. They're literally about to start a civil war. You were just making the point. I went crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, precisely. It's a distorted mindset. It's a distorted mindset that's dangerous and perilous to itself.
Oh, what was the point I went crazy about Deepwater Horizon? You were like,
oh, because of Chernobyl. I mean, and what happened is,
because I remember reading about that. Yeah. They're like, it's going to blow up. And the KGB's like, You don't want your wife disappeared, do you?
Everybody was scared, terrified, and they helped bring down the Soviet Empire by their own misdeeds and covering that up. And that's what the deep state is trying to do now. They're trying to cover up their attempts on a coup against the president, and the president's not standing for it. And Mueller's not able to...
They've not shut down our speech! We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air, it was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I kind of went wild when Robert Barnes was mentioning Chernobyl. I haven't seen the award-winning HBO documentary. That's something I'm intending to watch next time I get back on the elliptical. I've been so busy, I've been on the elliptical in like 2 weeks. But I did follow it on PBS when it happened. I did follow, and I did read a book like 20 years ago about it. And correct me if I'm wrong, if you've been watching it, and you're a fat guy, but they had like one-tenth the personnel. They already had explosions. They barely had electricity to it. They weren't upkeeping the fuel cores and the particular type of reactor they had. And they were even arresting and relocating some of the nuclear engineers and men and women with like 180 IQs because they would argue and say, listen, we're surprised it hasn't melted down yet. You need to either shut it down or you need to repair it. This is insane. But because the Soviet Union was falling apart, they let guys that, you know, had 100 IQs just go, we have guns, we'll arrest your wife, we'll send your ass to Siberia if you don't do what we say. And then it blows up, and then for a few weeks, again, the Russians try to, Russian government, the communists try to cover it up. Well, look at what Tokyo Electric did, covering up how bad that was. Look at all the secret events we've had. Meltdowns here they cover up. And I'm not even against nuclear power, but I am against it when the reactors are supposed to be shut down in 30 years. They're still going for 45 years. There's 480 active reactors in the world, a couple hundred experimental. And I've had, you know, top nuclear physicists on, chemical engineers that work on reactors. They say, listen, they're all leaking. They're all falling apart. It's insane. And these corporations are so corrupt. You've got CEOs over them going, well, maybe we don't need a nuclear engineer to be there all day. Well, we got big blue AI. And I do that fake Southern voice. I'm a Southerner. But I'm making fun of Governor Northam. It's like, we keep baby alive. But if you go see the Deepwater Horizon movie that's off the transcripts of the trial of what happened, I covered it at the time. It's very accurate. They went and copied all the people that were actually involved. So the crew chief and the main chief and the executive. Sure, it's British owned and Dutch Royal owned, really. But he flies in on the helicopter and says, why is you dumping all that concrete, that 25 million a day on there? And, you know, the real engineers go, because if we don't, it'll explode and kill everybody and flood the ocean with oil and gas. And he goes, we this big billion-dollar company, we don't, we believe it not needed. And they literally send them emails then while they're there to prove it, saying, I told you it'll explode. This is mathematics. So they're like KGB, corporate heads, whoever, the Democrats. If they cause this civil war, they'll lose, and it's going to be horrible. But it's like math. They can't stop. Whether it's the Deepwater Horizon, whether it's Chernobyl, whether it's the left, whether it's all of this insanity. Why did Juncker think he could bring 15 million military-age men into Germany and have them rape everybody and like die, and then we'd put up with it? I mean, it's just like there's something wrong with these people. And just because they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars, they literally tell political experts, intelligence experts, engineers, people that literally live this stuff that we're all wrong, but they know what's going on, even though all their predictions keep coming up wrong. Our predictions keep coming up right, which I don't want my new predictions to come up true. I'm ranting.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. What do you have in intelligence-run government operation? We have seen how that works over the past century and a half, and it has been a complete failure. And what happened in the Chernobyl case, at least as portrayed on the HBO show, is that 10 years before Chernobyl blew, one of the top scientists in Russia recognized there was a potential problem with the way they did all of their nuclear reactor facilities, which was that if you did a certain thing and tried to put the power off, or if there was a power surge and you tried to turn off the power at once, you could have an explosion. And he just documented this, and as soon as the KGB recognized it, they suppressed it and censored it from the entire scientific community. So nuclear engineers did not even know of this risk.
Just like Boeing tried to cover up the MAX 800 stuff.
Precisely. All the same set of issues. So what's happened is whenever this kind of secretive, furtive world exists, it's like any relationship. If you start becoming obsessively secretive, it's going to backfire no matter the reason for the obsession.
And they just hope it just goes away.
Exactly. It's bad logic. It leads to bad government. But it becomes self-fulfilling and ultimately becomes self-sabotaging. And that's what you have. Mueller's worldview is the same worldview of this entire deep state operators who they think Trump's crime was getting elected to the presidency.
And then they're going to ignore all the crimes they've committed to try to set him up. They failed. and they're back again. So why doesn't Trump and others have the will to go after? But let me ask this question again. I go back to Deepwater Horizon, which you may have seen the film with Mark Wahlberg. It's very accurate, literally a transcript from the court hearings.
Right.
And they even show some of that at the end of the movie. And on an extra DVD, I watched like an hour of it. They had like court clips. And it was amazing to see, like, God, they really cast people just like them.
Wow.
But how would they, with BP, whatever it was, $100 billion, I don't remember. How would they fly out someone that's not an engineer to say, we decided, it's like talk, we're not going to put concrete on top now. We're going to make more money. And they go, it's going to blow up. And they go, do what I say. And it blows up. Like, these people are crazy.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean,
engineers are saying, it will blow up.
Precisely. Well, it's what happens when you have people like Hillary Clinton in charge of foreign policy. I mean, you have someone who really is not equipped at all, either with the psychology or the intelligence or the moral principles and moral competence.
But she's just got chutzpah to the 10th degree.
And thinks it's really funny when Gaddafi is getting tortured and dying. Thinks it's really funny when Libya is falling apart.
I saw he died.
Yeah, exactly. Thought, oh, that's great. I mean, that's the insanity. It's very much like the people who got us into World War One. If you go back and read about them.
So I'm going to go back to this. How many of the elite, would you say, so-called elite, like 10th generation rich, my buddy calls them aliens because they're not even connected to the world. They don't know how stuff works, any of it. I got to go back to BP because it's just like, it's worse than Chernobyl. The engineers all tell them it, like, when it, they go, we've been at BP headquarters, Houston, they decide you don't need put mud in no more. And it's like, but it'll blow up. We're not gonna do it. But like, that shows, like, these people are insane.
Oh, no doubt. They've grown up in an era and an age and a safe space culture, safe space society, where they're these privilege protected, almost, it's a different variation of third generation incest in its intellectual and cultural structure. It's not the biological incest, but it's sort of the cultural, social. They all live in the same population. They all live in the same limited area.
And somebody sitting back going, we con artists ourselves, the engineer claim we need pressure to not make it blow up. He rip us off. They couldn't get a calculator out and go, the average pressure on a well like this is, you know, 50,000 pounds per square inch, totally explosive, incredibly dangerous. You know, you've got to put this much concrete. They could figure out the engineers were telling the truth. Those engineers all get bonuses on the extra money. They're all out there actually sitting on the well on top of an explosive bomb trying to get the maximum amount of money they can get. They're literally going with the lowest level they need to. And there's no respect for engineers that have done this their whole life, that live out in a floating city. There's just guys back in Houston going, we going to do what we want because I want a helicopter. I mean, it's like these people need to be executed, man. What the hell is your friend? I mean, because I'm telling you, if you know this about Chernobyl and about Tokyo Electric and about Fukushima and about Deepwater Horizon, you look at this, and it's like anyone knows this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So these people have to be here.
Well, I mean, who they are and what they are and how they've grown up and their culture they've come to, it's the same reaction they had to Trump in the sense of how dare Trump suggest that his life experience qualifies him for the presidency? How does being a lifelong politician qualify you for the presidency? Arguably, that should disqualify you for the presidency. You've never had a real job. I mean,
well, it's just like them, like you said, we'll come back with this. You mentioned we were in America. There's no liability testing. There's no safety testing. They have liability protection. It's a drug. It has all these admitted deaths. Now they want to force hundreds of vaccines on us. Do they get it's not going to cause a revolution that they want to just push more and more on us? Like, don't they get, like, 2 + 2 = 4?
They're too disconnected and too disassociated. They don't really understand, just as they don't understand sort of the InfoWars audience. They have this caricatured view of you. They have this caricatured view of the audience. They don't understand who and what they are. They don't understand the American populace writ large. I mean, they're still shocked that Brexit happened. And yet the Brexit Party just swept the EU elections, formed 6 weeks before it was done. So these are people that are still disconnected and disassociated from real life. The dangerous thing is they want to impose their vision and version of the world on the rest of us to the perils of all of us.
You know, my grandfather was a roughneck after World War II before he was at Lee Sound. He talked about the danger when that well came in, the ground was rumbling, how scared they got. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Nothing gonna make it happen.
You know what's fun, Robert Barnes? We are in the adventure. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a real war, a real fight going on, and Paul Watson's coming up. I meant to get the calls. I'm going to be a good boy. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to do it all. But I've been a busy beaver with a lot of irons in the fire. I have like 50-something clips, all these articles I never got to. There's so much craziness. But I wanted to hit this one because here's Hillary saying she regretted the Madam President thing. Does that mean she regretted hundreds of thousands of Newsweeks printed up saying she's the Madam President that were already being shipped to newsstands? Man, you talk about confidence game. And this little jack-in-the-box demon is still rolling around out there sniping at Trump. And word is, she still thinks Biden's going to have a stroke or something, and she's going to be in pole position. And hell, with all the election fraud and censorship, maybe she will. Here's old Hillary.
This has been one of the most inspiring, heartfelt commencements that I've ever experienced.
And oh, what a pumpkin head demon.
I'm thrilled to be a part of it today. Madam President, that has a nice ring to it. Thank you so much.
If they had to run a woman that was a nationalist or a patriot, who cares if a woman's president? I hope they are. But when I watch newscasts locally around the country, you know, I see local newscasts from like Connecticut, and New York, and Texas. When she comes, it's like Secretary of State, the God of Earth. It's just like, and the left, when they're in rooms with her, it's just like they're fawning at a war criminal, bug-eyed demon who got kicked off the Watergate Commission because she was producing fraud. I mean, she's literally the detritus of the system, and the left just thinks this is. Women are finally on the scene.
Well, it's one of those trivia questions that I like is what do Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris have in common? They both failed the state bar exam the first time they took it. So, I mean, it's someone who's not particularly competent, has done nothing in her life other than go to privileged schools and be promoted, basically rode her husband's coattails to any kind of political prominence, covered for his various corruption, if you consider that a quality or characteristic of a good potential president, created all kinds of issues when she was in the United States Senate. Then when she's Secretary of State, destabilized the Middle East, created issues related to China, issues related to Ukraine, issues related to Russia, issues related to Latin America, undermined our alliances around the world, created all kinds of danger, laughed about someone's horrible execution in Libya, and whatever you think of Gaddafi, celebrating executions of that kind and the destabilization of that country made no sense, wanted to destabilize Syria, helped arm and create ISIS. So she created these litany of issues and problems. She was literally like a character out of a Star Wars movie more than she was a serious candidate for the presidency of the United States. And yet, if our media betters had had their will, she would be president of the United States.
And that's what I'm saying is, just like Deepwater Horizon executives said, you know, since offshore drilling was invented 80 years ago, you've got to do this or stuff blows up, because they learned, we're just not doing it anymore. Or, hey, Chernobyl scientists, you say there's, you know what? Nah, you don't get new parts. Just, whatever. It'll be fine. It'll run forever. It's this attitude of we're going to run this weird bug-eyed corpse, this war criminal, that goes, why aren't I 50 points ahead? And you wonder why she loses, and then you're all butthurt? Like, what type of people sign on to somebody like her?
No doubt. It's a mentality. And you see this mentality in the way in which what happened in Chernobyl, what happened with Deepwater Horizon, what happened with the oil spills, what's happened in Syria and the destabilization of the Middle East. You have a generation of people who are arrogant and insolent and who are disconnected from the real world and who think their only crimes is getting caught. They don't think the problem is doing it in the first place.
And think about the mental illness. They've gotten away with all the stuff they've done so much that they tell engineers, you don't need new capacitors. You don't need transformers for power surges at a nuclear power plant. That's what happened. You don't get what you put in your own house so you get struck by lightning, your computer doesn't blow up. We don't need power surge protectors at nuclear power plants in Russia because we're commies and we wave a magic ding-a-ling wand. Okay, well, let's go further. You think the Russians are bad? Again, BP, I keep saying this because sink in, folks. BP told engineers, you don't need to put pressure in a hole that's 20,000 feet deep into a giant batholith of gas and oil that's explosive. Now, any moron who doesn't even have a degree in engineering or in petroleum geology or any of that would know you don't. Again, I keep going back to this because, like you said, this is a fundamental disconnect that these people are crazy.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, they're dangerous. Like I used to say, it's one thing if your moral compass is broken, where a lot of your Kissinger types, his moral compass was broken, at least his intellectual direction wasn't broken. And that's what's scary about these people. These people make decisions that are actually self-sabotaging. That Libya was a terrible idea. Syria was a terrible idea. Iraq was a terrible
Gaddafi
idea.
Gaddafi rolled over. He was giving all his money to the West. He spread his legs. He said, here, come in. And they killed him just in some pissing contest.
Completely. Just for power's sake, because they believe in their own ideas and their own worldview.
For 8 years, he invested over $100 billion, paid them off, believed Obama when he met with him that they liked him, and they set him up and raped him to death. He rolled over. They didn't give him a bullet in the back of the head. They raped him for hours.
And then you have real...
It's like, what?
No.
Wow, I'll roll over. That tells everybody else, do not roll over, ever. Oh. Never make a deal. How's that good for...
Exactly. It's what Putin has said is our North Korea problem. He said the North Korea problem is really a Gaddafi problem. You told Gaddafi, take away any dangerous weapons, and then you went in and decimated him.
And then you took a bayonet and ran it up his ass.
Exactly. And once you do that, then nobody else is going to trust you anymore.
When you rape somebody for 2 hours on film with a bayonet, other people don't want to work with you.
Exactly. And then it unleashed ISIS. And we got to the point where we had live slave auctions back in the world in Libya being sponsored by ISIS because of the craziness of Hillary Clinton. And so, and that no one has.
And then, by the way, when I covered it, they had like one of the, I think it was Colbert, made a joke. It was, what are slave blocks? Well, they sell you on a block. It's called a slave block. They made jokes that I talked about it. Real slavery.
Exactly. I mean, it's frightening to the scope of it. So it's not just that their moral compass is misdirected or that they don't have one in the first place.
No, they have no compass.
If their intellectual compass is also not present. They can't even defend or protect their own self-interest. They have a very short-term view. They only look at it.
I make more money if we don't fix nuclear reactor.
I call them like one-step IQ guys. Like when they do tests of criminals and they find out that their IQ is low. It's between like a 75 and 85 in that territory.
And they go, I rape woman, I get boom boom. They don't think I go jail.
Exactly. I mean, they're the kind of people.
I rob purse, I get money.
Exactly. They don't think the second step of how do I avoid getting caught. That's not there. I was like, that's what I tell people. It's not that all criminals have low IQ. It's that all the caught criminals have low IQ.
Exactly.
And so these are people that have a caught criminal level of IQ with the nuclear power, nuclear war potential of whether it's oil wells that can devastate a Gulf, whether it's a nuclear reactor that could devastate a whole country and take down a government, whether it's nuclear war that could actually end all of life as we know it, whether it's territorial wars, whether it's economic war.
And they send the president of BP to meet with engineers. It's in the movie, which is, again, from the transcript. But why you think it blow up? And they're like, it will blow up. It's mass. See, the pressure's here. The pressure. It will blow up. They go, no, I personally got $10 million this year. Okay, your $10 million isn't going to stop math. Am I going to have to fire you?
Exactly. That's
it's like, do.
It's a safe space environment where they've been removed from the consequences of their conduct. I mean, that's what Spygate is really all about. It's about making sure the people who decided to do a coup against the elected president of the United States never have that power again, and nobody else thinks to use that power in that way again.
And no one will, if anybody cared about national security and everybody's security, and even the corrupt establishment, you should be killing these fake investigations down. You should be shutting all the calls for civil war down. You should be shutting down criminal groups. Instead, they're like, loving it and pushing it.
Right. It's just, they're so disconnected from the real world. And particularly because they have never suffered the it's a lack of life experience. Great professor years ago, Christopher Lash, up at the University of Rochester. His whole point was that manual labor is a more important form of education than most other forms of education that exist. And his point was that it teaches you the consequences of your course of conduct. You experience it in real life. You can't lift this, this happens. You can't do this, this happens. Just like why you occasionally let your kids decide if they want to play around in the prize.
Yeah, manual labor boosts your actual performance at everything.
Absolutely, because it makes, and one of the key ways it does so is it connects you to reality and it connects consequences to your course of conduct. These are a group of political class hacks in the deep state hierarchy that have never suffered the consequences of their bad acts. They're like the rogue guys from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, it's like when they get up there and then they say there's only 50 genders. There's not two genders or families. It's total illusion. All right, great job. You're back with us tomorrow. Robert Barnes put his tweet out with the video, A Journey to the Dark Side, Robert Mueller. Get it out. Coming up, Paul Joseph Watson from England. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.